You guys, it is official. I mean, the news that we've been begging for, hoping for, crossing our fingers for, Bachelor in Paradise will return for season 4. We'll discuss the scandal with special guest Daniel Maguire right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, you guys, I'm your host, Christina Zias. We are back for another Bachelor in Paradise exclusive. I'm here with Renee Ariel.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And we're so excited to have him here. You guys know this very special guest. He's the Canadian funny man. You've seen him on JoJo's season of The Bachelorette. You've seen him on Bachelor in Paradise season 3. Everybody welcome Daniel Maguire.
Woo!
How's it going?
It's going good, but it didn't sound like there's anyone there. I mean, I can't see who I'm talking to. I got one person clapping.
That was at me.
Listen, there are thousands of people here. Everyone's so excited to hear you, to see you. I don't think they could actually see you, but everyone's very excited that you're here with us.
There's crickets chirping there.
Okay, Daniel, this has been a huge day. I felt like we weren't going to hear anything else about the Bachelor in Paradise scandal. I thought it was kind of over for a while. And then all of a sudden, they announced just a couple hours ago that Bachelor in Paradise will in fact resume filming season 4 after Warner Brothers' investigation found no evidence of sexual assault. What was your initial reaction when you heard this news?
I wasn't surprised one bit. I've talked to people in the last week or so. I've done some interviews with CNN and people and whatnot, and they asked me, you know, kind of what goes on, and, you know, asked me some questions about drinking and partying and sex and all that stuff, and, you know, with the producers and what happens with them and stuff like that. And I said numerous times that a couple things. First off, no way in a million years would this guy sexually assault a female cast while producers are watching. Makes no sense whatsoever. And number two, that the producers would sit back and watch and let it happen. It's just the fact that he was even it brought up and that it got canceled, the show got canceled, it just blows my mind that that something like this got started in the first place. But obviously, they had to take it serious because, you know, sexual assault is obviously, you know, horrible. So I'm glad that they figured out and found out there that nothing was going on.
When you originally heard the news that broke, what did you hear? Did you hear exactly what we heard on the internet, or was it a different story that they told you?
Well, so I've got different sources. You know, I've got some cast members, which obviously I can't say who, and I've got, Reality Steve knows his stuff, because I don't know how he figures everything out, but he knows everything I know, basically. But basically, yeah, that, and even what DeMario said, I guess he kind of, you know, made a statement saying that, like, we hooked up, we were both drunk, and we fooled around, and there was some foreplay and stuff, and basically, like, show the video, well, that'll prove my case. And so, recently, Raven and Jasmine, who were there, released statements saying that, you know, Corinne was making out with 4 or 5 dudes that day, and, Mario and Crane were both drunk and they hooked up and it was no big deal. And the next day they thought they even maybe a couple. There's no issue until maybe, I don't know how there went from no problem to a problem. And that's what, you know, people are still maybe curious about. Maybe like some questions were like, maybe it was some producer that had an issue with it, or maybe Corinne felt guilty or that she had a boyfriend back home and that, you know, I don't know.
But the thing is that Corinne isn't the one who filed this suit against misconduct. So, you know, it's hard for people to place blame on her or say that, you know, Corinne was guilty or Corinne was lying about all this, because she wasn't the one who filed this. A producer filed it. So for you to say that there's, you know, you've never witnessed any misconduct on set, like, what do you think could have possibly happened for this producer to feel so strongly, you know, to question the other producers involved and to file a suit of misconduct with Warner Brothers?
Well, I mean, Corinne made a statement say that she was a victim. So, I mean, didn't she say, like, isn't that a saying that
she did definitely make a statement that she was a victim, but that was after everything already came out. It wasn't her who initially contacted Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
It was a producer who did that.
And apparently there were two producers who reported the incident.
Yeah. So, I mean, the only thing I can think of is that, one is that these producers or whoever it is, obviously maybe they have a vendetta against ABC or some of the company, or, you know, they're not happy with their job, they're disgruntled employees for whatever apparent reason. Or, you know, maybe they lived underneath a rock and they never seen people hooking up before. I don't know. Because, I mean, obviously there was no problem. So these people just, those are the only two reasons I could possibly come up with. Maybe they wanted to sue or try to make money. I don't know.
Do you know if those two producers are still working on the show?
I have no idea, first off, who they are, the story behind it. But I couldn't believe it. And I can't believe them being still with it. They're probably done fast, you know.
I mean, apparently, at least the producer who originally made the allegations of misconduct has, like, disappeared off the face of the internet. I mean, I think that she's gotten so much hate and backlash for this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I personally don't think that it was intended to be such a big deal, but it's...
No, I don't think so either.
So do you think it was just like, okay, well, I don't like you. I think you're a bad producer. Like, I think you should be fired from this show, so I'm going to tattletale on you to Warner Brothers?
Yeah, I have no idea. Again, I wasn't there. I don't know the inside story. But if I did, my two guesses, again, they're obviously not a happy camper. They obviously, you know, disgruntled their employee, and they're they have a vendetta, or they want to make money by trying to sue. I don't know. I just random ideas popped through my head, or, you know, that I've been people talking, you're trying to piece things together. But again, it's really hard for me to say. These are just random thoughts.
Have you ever met Corinne or DeMario?
No, I haven't. Just from watching on TV and, you know, hearing some stories about her.
So based on the stories from other castmates or what you've seen on TV, were you kind of surprised about the news of everything?
Not at all.
What did other castmates say about Corinne?
No, well, I just mean, like, I'm not surprised that, you know, that she was the one involved in this situation. You know, and that... You know, just from watching her on TV and on Nick's season and hearing, like, that she's the same in person that she is on TV. And, yeah, I mean, I'm obviously everyone's glad that she's safe, you know, safe.
Of course,
and,
yeah.
And nothing happened. And, but now they're trying to figure out, you know, what, I don't know, like, she's claiming to be the victim. I mean, she caused, I guess, maybe a problem here. I don't really know what happened. Again, who's that more at fault, the producer or Corinne, you know?
So do you think that this news poses Corinne as a liar?
Yeah, I think so, because she could have easily said that she... No, DeMario, I mean, the whole time she could have said no, instead of saying, I'm a victim or whatever, and, you know, she could have been like, no, I don't know what's going on. I mean, instead of, like, you know, saying that, you know, the story or the thing statement she had said, I'm a victim, and, you know, it's everyone's worst nightmare. I mean, obviously, that's right there, saying that... you know, that she was sexually assaulted, which obviously wasn't the case.
Do you think there's a possibility that she truly was very drunk but okay with what happened until perhaps that producer spoke to her and made her think otherwise?
Yeah, no, that could have definitely happened, you know. I'm sure from what I heard that she was drunk. She, you know, obviously was hooked up, and the next day maybe the producer said something and was like, oh, damn, yeah, I have a boyfriend back home and maybe I shouldn't have done that. And, you know, supposedly the boyfriend made a statement the other day, which is interesting. I mean, it's just so weird that Corinne's there in the first place, and the fact that she has a boyfriend, but she's not the only one. I've heard that three or four other girls have a boyfriend as well.
So allegedly, apparently up to five contestants have boyfriends. Corinne,
yeah,
Christina,
yeah.
Alexis, Astrid, and Whitney, which is probably half of the female cast, if not the majority of them, for sure.
So, I know. It just goes to show you they're not there for love, you know?
Right, so now that the show is coming back, do you think this is an opportunity to recast? Do you think that these girls should be allowed back on, even though that they have boyfriends?
Again, it's not my thing to say. If I was producing, I wouldn't bring them back, obviously, because, I mean, it just takes away from the genuinity from the show. But, I mean, more likely than not, they'll be back.
Because,
yeah, I mean, there are a lot of girls to choose from, but they're the ones current from this season and whatnot.
For sure.
I mean, they're just looking for fame at the end of the day.
Right. I mean, as a viewer and as a Bachelor Nation fan, you know, you love watching The Bachelor for all the drama and the entertainment, but there is the underlying story of maybe two people will fall in love and something great can come from this. So to know that more than half of the female contestants already have boyfriends, you know, it definitely feels very disingenuous. So,
of course, and it takes away from other people wanting to truly find love. I mean, I'm not saying that the only reason why I'm going on is to find love. I tell people all the time, and I've said this from the get-go from being on The Bachelorette, that, like, the reason I go on the show is for fun, from experience, you know, because who doesn't want to, you know, have that experience and meet girls and make people laugh on TV and then find love. But I'm not going to lie and say, I'm just going on for love. But, you know, I just, can you imagine if I just, yeah, if I had a girlfriend and it's, like, obvious and everyone knows it and I'm going on it, just, like, you know, if that was me, I'd come across as, like, a slime bucket, or, you know, a man whore, or, yeah, you know, dirty boy, you know, fuck boy, or whatever you want to say, you know?
Yeah, so, especially considering, like, whenever someone has had a boyfriend, whether going on to The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, or had, like, a significant other that they've left for the show, like, the show has a spotlight on them. For instance, even with this last thing with DeMario. So it's crazy to me that they're not, if, like, we all know, but they're not going to acknowledge it on the show and just kind of let it slide.
Definitely. I mean, yeah. DeMario just got ripped apart pretty much on Rachel's
season. I feel so bad for the guy, man.
He's had a tough couple weeks.
I would definitely counter sue. I would sue for sure, 100%.
Why? Because he's painted.
His image is ruined. He's like, you know, even though he's not, like, guilty or anything, but still, it's just like you ruined his image. He's associated with that in a negative image, you know? It's horrible.
But you don't think that Corinne's image has been wronged as well? I mean, if she was, like, blackout drunk and couldn't consent to anything and all of a sudden found out that she was performing sexual acts with someone and that all of a sudden all of America knows this and all of America is judging her, I mean, they're slut-shaming her all over the place.
Yeah.
So I feel like she has every right, too.
Not at all. Not in my opinion.
Really?
She's going on Paradise. She has a boyfriend. She's making it with four or five dudes. What do you expect? I mean, that's what names you'll get when you do that sort of thing.
However, you know, when alcohol is involved, like, how much...
Alcohol is not an excuse. You can't, come on, you know that.
But people, honestly, if someone is too drunk to consent, then yes, then they're not supposed to be having sex. And they could, if they're having sex without giving consent, it is rape.
Of course, the thing. That wasn't the case here. That's not the case here.
Totally. From what we've heard, yes. I guess my question is, with the producer-cast member relationship, when it comes to being in Paradise, drinking, hooking up, where do you think the line should be drawn? If one person is too drunk, are the producers supposed to step in?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. It's really hard to say when, it's because some people are going to have different opinions about that. Some people will think, oh, you got to step in right away. And other ones like, no, they're fine. You know, they didn't say no, or, mm-hmm. you know, they're doing it, but they're maybe too drunk. But so some people like, oh, that's just an everyday life, that's normal. And other people like, no, because it depends on what you're experiencing, what you think is okay. So it's a kind of a gray area, you know. But that's life back outside of just on TV. That's back here where, you know, should I have slept with that person last night? I mean, I'm too drunk, I can't remember, whatever, you know. It's one of those things that they'll never be able to get rid of it. I mean, because they'll never be able to get rid of alcohol. They'll never be able to get rid of sex. I mean, that's the whole show, basically. Not the whole show, but that's a big part of it, right?
Right. So there's been rumors that there was a storyline for Corinne and DeMario to be together during the show, that they both kind of knew about it, that the producers knew about it, and they were both, you know, the villains, I guess you would say, from their seasons. So it's interesting to see two villains come together, and obviously none of this drama was probably intended. However, do you feel like the producers really weigh in on the storylines that are created and the couples that are manufactured through this experience?
Not really. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone has their own say. They can do and say what they want. They're not forced to do anything they don't want to. You know, they might, DeMario will be like, oh, they might say to DeMario, I don't know, maybe you and Corinne might make a good couple. That's about it. You know, at the end of the day, that's all there is.
So they're planting seeds and suggesting a little bit.
Maybe, you know, but at the end of the day, it's like, you can do whatever you want. I did what I want. I said what I want. You know, I'm a grown up. I'm 32 years old. I'm not, if I was 10 years old and, you know, then obviously you could be influenced a lot easier. And, you know, it's definitely, you could be like, oh, influence, you know, then it's more of a problem, but come on, we're all adults. We can do what we want, you know?
So, though it is ultimately your decision, have you ever felt, whether it's been you or a cast member, have been in a situation where maybe the producers have tried to manipulate or try to push something, even though at the end of the day it's their choice?
I have no idea. Like, I don't know what happens behind the scenes. I know for the most part on Paradise, it's basically just cameras around and we're just hanging out. At the end of the day, that's what it is. We're just hanging out as normal. Like, it's just so like what it's like in real life for the most part. It's just hanging out, normal conversations, chit chat. You do go do interviews with producers and they ask you questions or whatever. But yeah, just cameraman walking around, filming you, people go on dates and you get filmed and stuff like that. It's not like, do this, do that, say this, say that. It's not like that at all.
Do you think that the contestants have any input on what is actually aired? For instance, if...
No.
None.
No, so, no, you have no idea what's going to be aired. Like, so they just, and even the producers, I don't think do, I don't know, obviously the more high, if you're an executive producer, you might, but, you know, the editors and whoever is in charge there can air what they want. When you're a cast, you're just hanging out and just hope for the best, you know? You could be made look good or bad, but obviously if you're normal and, you know, you're good, I guess, you're going to most likely get a better edit than if you just, you're an asshole the whole time and you're acting crazy and it's hard for them to make you look good.
Do you think that because they are resuming filming, do you think they're going to start from when they started filming, cut that one part out, but actually acknowledge that it happened and then continue, or just start completely fresh?
I think they should start from fresh just because, I don't know, it'll be so, I mean, I don't know, it'll be kind of awkward and, you know, do people talk about it, the air stuff? They're not, I don't think they'll definitely not air it. I think it's best is to start from scratch, you know? And they're only like 2 days into, 1 day into, it happened day one, I think, right?
Yeah, I just, the reason why I'm wondering is because, you know, they're supposedly meeting all these people for the first time. So do you think it would feel weird to the audience to watch back all of these people meeting for the first time when we know they've already spent 2 days together without acknowledging the drama that went down with maybe Corinne not being there? I just feel like because of how big this has gotten, it would be almost, it would feel disingenuous if they honestly started completely fresh and pretended no one knew each other.
Well, they don't have to pretend that no one knows each other, but just you know, people like, oh, I know, like when you're watching, you're like, oh, I know they already met because they're already filming. People don't have to pretend, but they can just start fresh and like, I know it might not be as real as if it was like day one from like a couple weeks ago, but yeah, I really don't know. I have no clue. It's just, I'm not a producer. I'm not the one making charge. I don't know what actually happened behind the scenes or what their idea is or what they want.
Will you be going to Bachelor in Paradise this season?
I have no idea.
Do you want to go?
A lot of people don't. Sorry?
Do you want to go?
I mean, who doesn't want to go on the beach and hang out? I think it'd be a great time.
For sure.
I like making people laugh on TV, and yeah, why not, right? There's always, I'm single, so.
If you could choose any three female contestants that you for sure would want to be there to potentially date, who would you choose?
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, when I first was watching the show, I was like, oh, they're funny. But then you hear things and see things, like, after the show, and you're like, yeah, you know, it kind of changed your mind.
Like who?
Well, at first I thought Alexis was, you know, was kind of funny and attractive. But then I saw her, she was, like, supporting Chad at one point. I'm like, kidding? You're supporting Chad?
Chad Johnson?
You know, yeah.
Wait, but aren't you friends with Chad Johnson?
No, who said I was friends with Chad?
I mean, it seemed like you were friendly with him on last The Bachelorette, and even in Bachelor.
That was a year ago. Okay, that's what you saw on TV. I mean,
I'm not saying you guys go picnicking or shopping together, but I felt like you happened to be his one confidant on the show, like the only person who kind of had his back.
And... yeah, for a couple of weeks.
So what went wrong with you and Chad's friendship?
Oh, just like, you know, I talk to everyone. I mean, just because I talk to people doesn't mean I'm good buddies with them. And,
right.
You know, we had some things in common, like, you know, with like fitness, and we both weren't like jumping in love and we're just kind of laid back. But, you know, as time went on, you know, I kind of started realizing, you know, you look crazy. So, yeah, I mean, they can show whatever they want and edit, you know, to make it look like certain other things. But, yeah, he was like, I was, not many people wanted to talk to him or like him, but I don't care. I'll talk to anyone and chit chat with anyone. But as time went on, he was a little crazy, but you know, so at times he was kind of funny, but at other times it was just like, you know, you're shaking your head to the thing. But so, you know, I haven't spoken with him since like last year sometime.
Okay, but
yeah, no, I'm not buddies with him. I don't know anyone who speaks with him, really.
Wow, yikes, sucks to be Chad. So, but I guess Alexis supporting Chad was enough reason for you to not be interested in her anymore.
Oh yeah, I mean. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want to date someone that's, you know, into that. You know, it's, And then, like, you know, she has a boyfriend, and just she wants, obviously, she wants to go on the show for fame, you know?
Right. Okay. So besides Alexis, what other?
I like someone that's more genuine and down to earth, and you know, at least I don't know, but maybe I haven't met her, so I can't really say. You know, I'm not saying she's a bad person, but just these are things that kind of are, you know, a turnoff, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. No. That's absolutely.
Fair. Yeah, I completely can see that. So what about, so other specific contestants? If you had to list three that you have seen, have thought were cute, who would you like to meet in Paradise?
If I was going to Paradise.
If you were going to Paradise.
Danielle, the nurse, she's kind of cute.
Danielle M?
Is that who it is?
Yeah. She's kind of cute. I only met her like for a second one point, just walking by each other, and but she seems like a cool girl and laid back and fun. Mm-hmm. Lacey, I met her once. She's cool.
Lacey,
I meet her.
Okay, Lacey.
Lacey Mark, I think.
Okay.
Who else? The thing that's funny is like, 'cause you see people on TV, and I know just because what you see on TV doesn't necessarily mean what they're like in person. So, you know, I want to give everyone a chance, right? So
you're open to any possibility.
Well, I mean, obviously not, you know, I mean, the girls with the boyfriends is kind of a turn off.
If you go to Paradise and you see these girls that have boyfriends, are you allowed to address the issue of them having a boyfriend, or do you kind of have to keep it quiet?
No, I mean, it's kind of open. I mean, it's kind of like, as in, it's like everyone kind of knows this. It's not like a secret. So, I mean, I can say something, but obviously they probably won't air it.
Right, yeah.
Like I said, I'll say stuff. I know, and it won't get aired because it's too controversial. It's too crazy, you know?
Has there been anything specific that you can remember that you've said that they have not aired because it was too controversial?
I don't know if I can talk about that. yeah.
Okay. Do you think that...
But, recently I've done some shows where I was, like, said some stuff, and I'm like... But I knew for a fact they couldn't say anything. It was, I don't know if I can say what show it is yet.
Wait, I have a very specific question. Okay, I heard on a website that on this show, you're not allowed to say the word process in interviews. And if you say, like, oh, I'm not enjoying this process, or I can't wait to go through this process, they make you change it to journey. Is this true?
Never heard that.
Interesting. Never heard that. I read it online.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, yeah, what do you hear? Like, I was there. I was on Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, and yeah, I never, like, I was in Paradise for the whole thing almost. And basically, there's no rules, as in things you can't do and say. I mean, obviously, it's just like the real world where you can't, assault someone and that sort of stuff. You know, just like, and if you do, you go to jail or you get in trouble. But there's not like you have to do this or do that, you can't do this and that.
So from what we understand, there's one producer, or at least a team of producers, who follow each contestant. Is that true? Are you assigned to your own producer?
Everyone, no, the producers hang out there, you interview and whoever you want with. You can just, okay, let's go, you want to go for an interview, sure, let's go. You know, it's not like you have one set to each person. No.
Have you ever seen the show Unreal?
I saw 5 minutes of it. Yeah, it was kind of weird. I didn't want to watch this because I'm like, I don't know, kind of silly for me. But
did it feel too real?
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting, because on that show, they have like certain producers assigned to originally like multiple women or multiple guys, because there's so many of them. But then it goes down to them being assigned to one girl because apparently they get bonuses if that girl wins.
Never heard that. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, so there's no bonuses if a producer can get you to say the most controversial thing
I never heard that. I've never heard that ever, no.
Okay.
Interesting.
Do you think that the stories would be changed if there was guys who we found out had multiple guys who had girlfriends and they were coming on Paradise as opposed to the girls having boyfriends?
Would the story change?
Like, I mean, do you think they would be allowed? I feel like the guys would, like you said before, be, you know, perceived as like creeps, like as jerks. Like, why are they coming on here if they have girlfriends? However, we all know that these girls have boyfriends, and were more than willing to watch them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how viewers would perceive them or producers would allow it. I really have no idea. I mean, I don't know if there's a double standard, but you think that people of both genders would get criticized equally. I don't know if any of these guys have girlfriends or not. I don't pay attention. I haven't watched the season at all, actually. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you'd hope. I mean, I think personally that if it was like one girl or one guy who had a significant other back home, that they would make it a storyline in the show to be like, oh, you need to go home. Like, we heard you had a girlfriend, to make more drama. But I think because so many people have boyfriends, yeah, they can't acknowledge it because that ruins their show.
Yeah, definitely.
It might be true. Yeah, for sure. But what happened with, was it Damaro this season that had a girlfriend?
Yeah, Lexi. I mean, apparently he like ghosted his ex-girlfriend 3 days before coming on the show. And the reason that she found out was because he ended up coming on the show when they did After the Final Rose. They just had a few contestants come on and introduce themselves to Rachel. So it definitely, he was criticized for sure. I mean, it's not been a good month for DeMario. Oh, we can leave it at that.
No, but here's the thing. Like, all of the girls' boyfriends know they're going into paradise and have some sort of agreement. If this girl
good
was
boyfriend,
like,
good boyfriend, eh? These guys are great guys.
Right? But I think if DeMario's girl knew.
I'm going to bang your girlfriend. Thanks, buddy.
Would you be okay with letting your girlfriend, or do you think if you had a girlfriend, she'd be okay with letting you go on?
Okay, like, let me think. So, let's say I had a girlfriend and I said we were together for a year or two, and then Paradise came up, and she wanted to go on it because it was her dream to go on reality TV, but she didn't end up hooking with anyone. Then yeah, I'd be fine with that, but obviously I wouldn't want her going around and hooking up with dudes and whatnot.
I find it very hard to say that you're going to go on the show and not hook up with anyone. Like, that's kind of the basis of the show. So how do these girls expect that to happen? And maybe they're not having sex with these guys, but I think almost every couple at least makes out. You're going on dates with people.
Well, of course. Yeah, I know. And people really, sometimes it seems like they're really trying to, they kiss so fast, and it's like, it seems like they're trying to do, I don't know if they're trying to do for TV or what, but, or they're desperate to be in a relationship, but it seems like they're kissing, like some people are kissing left, right, and center. I'm like, oh my God, I thought I was done.
They're like, listen, you can make out with anyone, but just no tongue and it'll be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Crazy. Yeah, no, I'm curious what these guys, the boyfriends are thinking.
Is there anything we don't know that goes on in Bachelor in Paradise or The Bachelorette? Like, something that maybe the Bachelor Nation doesn't know about? Like, a fun fact, or?
You know, to be honest, there's nothing, like, there's nothing really hidden. It seems like as years have gone by, especially in the last year with social media and people doing interviews like myself and whatnot, and it's just like, there's nothing really hidden. It's like, it is what it is. People, is this scripted? It's like, well, none of us are actors. None of us read lines. None of us, we have no idea what goes behind. We don't have no idea what's going on. We're just, like I said a million times, and for Paradise, it's basically you just hang out on the beach with stationary cameras and there's cameramen just filming. And whatever happens, happens. People hook up, people date each other. Obviously, there's going to be drama because there's different personalities and different situations. And someone comes in and takes my girlfriend on a date, there might be some, you know, issues, you know, but whatever.
But with that said, there is a wake-up call, right? Or, you know, is there a time you start filming and a time you stop filming?
Every day is different, but, yeah, one of the hardest things for me being on the show was the lack of sleep. I like my 8 hours, you know, like to have my energy throughout the day and feel good. I don't take naps. I'm not a baby or 9 years old, and I don't like to rely on caffeine. So, you know, yeah, often we're up at 7, 8 o'clock because, you know, they want to film or people got to go on dates or – you got to do interviews, and then, you know, they don't want you going to bed at 10 p.m. because, again, there's stuff we got to do and whatnot. So, you know, you're up until 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, depending on what kind of stuff it is. So lack of sleep was definitely my hardest thing.
I have a question from last season of Bachelor in Paradise. So when Nick and Jen, when it went to that scene, the last episode where he had a breakup with her, did you hear anything about them continuing to date after the show?
No, I didn't know. I didn't hear anything. Did you? What did you hear?
I heard via like other castmates talking about it, Jen kind of throwing shade that they continued to date. So I wondered what had gone on, if they really broke up, if it was for the show, for more drama, because then all of a sudden Nick was The Bachelor. So I was wondering if
that was crazy. That was curveball. That was.
I mean, it was. From what we understood is that they were dating up until he was announced that he was going to be The Bachelor, and then he was like, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea about that anyway. I have no idea, yeah.
You were in Bachelor in Paradise with Carly and Evan, and they just got married this past week.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I saw, yeah.
They seem
happy, you know. It's that's why it's good that Paradise is back on, because, you know, relationships like that can happen and form, and so I'm glad that it's happened, supposedly going back on, because, you know, more relationships and finding your girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever you're into is one of the best things in life, I guess. I'm single, but, you know, what people tell me.
Do you think it's easier to fall in love on Bachelor in Paradise than it is on The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Oh yeah, for sure, hands down, because first off, when I was on Bachelorette, you have one girl. I mean, I had no idea who she was, because I never watched the previous season, and I didn't know anything about the girl. And so I'm just going into some random girl, and there's 25 guys trying to get with one girl who I might not be into. I might be like, oh, she's ugly, or maybe I don't like her personality. So it's totally, you know, up in there. And then she's got to choose you back, and you both have to fall in love. So it's definitely better in Paradise. And also, you don't get that much time with her over the time, because she's going on a date here, one-on-one here, a couple group date here, and things are jumping around. While Paradise, you're just hanging out on the beach and on the resort with 10 other girls, and so you get 10 choices, not just one, and plus you get a lot more time with them, so you definitely have a better chance of falling in love on Paradise, for sure.
I hear in The Bachelorette, you're not allowed to bring, obviously your phone, books, computers, any kind of technology, any way to entertain yourself, truly. So what did you, I know in Paradise, you know, you're drinking, you're out by the ocean, you're hanging out with all different people, not just a bunch of guys. But on The Bachelorette, what did you do for fun when you were at the house?
Yeah, so I can't remember. I was at the mansion for two weeks maybe. And we went on a group date. I went on a couple, like two or three group dates. So that was like every 3 or 4 days. There was a couple, I mean, obviously you have rose ceremonies as well. So those, yeah, those. Bunch of, you know, interviews. But for the most part, it was just a lot of eating, actually. and sitting around, chit-chatting, hanging out in the pool, working out. Those are probably those three things, because, there's nothing else really to do.
I heard about the famous snack drawer that's apparently in the Bachelor Mansion. What is in that snack drawer?
I don't know the famous snack drawer, but there are basically, you can get any, you can ask for any food you want. Like, you have to make your own food, but any sort of, anything you want, they'll bring it in, which is good, you know, because, you know, that way you can make, they make you happy, and you kind of, it's nice to have, it's nice. You don't have to buy groceries, you don't have to worry about money. Just, I want, you're like, I want that.
So you can request a ribeye or something?
Sorry?
You can request a ribeye or something?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Anything you want.
Wow. Like ice cream? Any kind of ice cream?
Oh, yeah. Any sort of candy. We loved Quest bars. We had so many Quest bars. I was going to, because they're expensive back home here. They're like four bucks a piece. So I was having like three a day.
You're like, yes, add this to my tab, please.
Yeah, it's funny. In Paradise, same thing. I think everyone that's going home, I was like, I was joking around with some of the guys. I'm like, I'd take some home with me, you know?
That's so funny.
I'm going to move in. That's great. Awesome. I'll be there next season. I'll be in the kitchen.
Well, I mean, this whole experience has been even more exciting for the viewers. And I feel like part of me honestly thinks, and I know this is a conspiracy theory, but I really feel like all this was manufactured by ABC to get more viewers for this season of Bachelor in Paradise.
It's funny, someone else mentioned that, not a cast member, just a friend of mine. Like, I wonder, you know, but I'm like, oh man, I just said to myself, like, that's too much, you know? That's too much of a plan. Plus, it pushes the production back, and I feel like you lose money flying people in and out.
Yes.
But yeah, can you imagine? Like, it's definitely going to help, you know, more, bringing in more viewers for sure. Like, maybe, I don't know, might double it.
Definitely double it. People have never even heard of Bachelor in Paradise are now probably so intrigued to see what happens and to especially see how they handle this whole situation.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. But I mean, to make an like this sort of thing, like, it's one thing to have like someone got there was a fight, you know, because whatever, right, sexual assault is serious, you know. It's like,
no, it is, definitely.
That's a bad thing to joke or make a thing about, you know, or it's obviously, that'd be pretty twisted, right?
Well,
but like, say this, there was a fight between cast members and there was too much blood everywhere and they had to shut it down to clean it up for a bit, you know?
Right, well, even if ABC didn't manufacture it, because I know that is a huge long shot, I do think that for something that became such a serious story where lawyers were involved, where sexual assault was discussed, for it to all of a sudden be like over in 10 days, it just seems too soon for me.
No, I don't think it's too soon. I think it could have been over in less.
You think so?
It could have been over in a day. All they have to do is show the videotape and say, this is what happened. Look at, they're involved and they're having a good time and everything's good. All it takes is 1 hour.
But if that's true, then why did they stop filming?
Well, that's the thing, and that's what people are curious about, because maybe, you know, I don't really know. I don't know what to say.
Well, I think that honestly we just have to wait and see what happens. ABC and Warner Brothers said they will not be releasing the tape, but like you said before,
you can't release that. That's horrible. You know?
It is horrible. However, like you said before, Reality Steve has some crazy way of finding out the truth to stories.
Seriously.
I think that there's more to this story. I don't think it's quite over yet.
I agree.
Corinne hasn't
spoken out.
People kind of want to know, you know?
Definitely. Daniel, I hope we get to see you on this season of Bachelor in Paradise, and I hope you find love.
Yeah, and if you're ever in LA, come on our show.
I'm in LA all the time. I've been there, like, I think 13 times in the last year.
Okay. Wow. So now you have to come in.
Next time we expect a phone call. Thank you so much for joining us. Daniel, where can everyone find you and follow you on social media?
My Instagram is Daniel Sean McGuire. I don't use Snapchat because Instagram does basically the same sort of thing. Twitter, I find out so much work, you know? Yeah, but the main thing is probably Instagram, Daniel Sean McGuire, and everything's kind of linked there anyway, so.
All right, so you guys go follow Daniel on Instagram. Hopefully we'll see him on this season of Bachelor in Paradise. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to have you in studio soon.
All right, take care, ladies.
Bye. All right, bye, Daniel.
Bye.
And you guys, I mean, Renee, this to me, it doesn't sound like it's over. I can't wait to continue discussing the whole Bachelor in Paradise scandal and obviously The Bachelorette as well.
Yes, me too. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get Corinne's statement. Like, I'm ready for, like, the next statement to come out.
Well, you guys, we'll be back on Tuesday night this week, not Monday. We'll be discussing the next two episodes of The Bachelorette, and hopefully we'll have more info for you. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.